nanohub.org.
You can follow along with this presentation using printed slides from the NanoHub. Visit www.nanohub.org and download the PDF file containing the slides for this presentation. Print them out and turn each page when you hear the following sound. Enjoy the show.
It's been wonderful 2 days, last 2 days we had here. I'd like to thank all of the committee members in Purdue to organize this wonderful symposium, especially to Kenan Park. Where are you? I can find my old friend. And Jim, foreign PI, this GRF program. And especially to Kathy Beaver. I think she did a very wonderful job. And she prepared every detail, like from the banner to the GRL logos. I never expected before. I saw that logos in even golf courses. So so she didn't miss any one of the details. So maybe our Korean team might have to invite her to prepare the third symposium in Korea next year. And also, I'd like to thank the Korean colleagues. We are all 16 came from Korea, and seven of them are from KIST, others from other institutes connected to KIST in this area of research. So I'd like to thank to them. And I hope they work continuously a week together with KIST and Purdue. Today, like Jim said, I'd like to go over what is GRL program a little bit more specifically, and what we are going to do through that program for next 9 years. So GRL program, called Global Research Lab Program, was initiated by the Korean government last year. So it's a kind of very new program in Korea. So right now it says that the GRL program has been designed to develop the fundamental and original technologies through the collaboration. And through this program, we need to achieve significant scientific and technological goals. So when I interpret these significant scientific and technological goals, I think this scientific means very high quality of work. So you have to publish very high quality of work, like in science and nature, whatever. And these technological goals, I think, means you need to have your this technology transfer to the industries. So basically, the Korean government, they want to see both scientific and technological achievements through this program. That would be the goals for GRL. In this drawing I made is the goals for the GRL program. For my view, is like this. We have a research lab in Korea, which is not world-class level. But we do high-quality work. Through the networking, through the help from the world leader, like in Purdue, in this case, Purdue side. So our laboratory will become the actually world leader in this area. So GRL is Global Research Lab right now, but it should become GRL, Global Research Leader in Korea. That's the, my point of view of the GRL. So, Jim, you need to help me to become, I should be a world leader. 9 years. That's my problem. So, and Jim and Dr. Yu briefly mentioned that we had the history, previous collaboration from actually, I would say, from 10 years ago, the collaboration started between Ik Chan Kwon and Kinan Park. And then I was involved in that collaboration for a few years ago. But the officially, the collaboration started like this in 2 years ago, August 2005. We had first MOU between the Biomedical Research Center and the Bindley Bioscience Center. So at that time, I was the head of this center, and then we had first made first MOU. And then based on this MOU, we had the first Purdue-KIST symposium at KIST last year, September. So at that time, we invited Jim, Kinan, Paul, and Jixin Chang, four of the Purdue professors, to this meeting. And I remember about 100 people, including students, were attended this meeting. So it was quite a big meeting. And the title for the meeting was Molecular Imaging and Nanomedicine. So through this meeting, we talked about molecular imaging and nanomedicine and how to combine and how to collaborate together. So we had a pretty good idea on this collaboration on this area. And then we made a second MOU. This is the first MOU been upgraded to between Life Science Division, KIST, and Bindley Bioscience Center. So then we applied. So we thought, we have previous collaboration history, and we have pretty good ideas what to do. So we decided to submit, apply our plans to GRL program. The previous collaboration results, I summarized like this, and 7 postdocs from KIST joined Purdue for last years. And then 4 of them finished their job and they came back to Korea. They became professors now. And then recently, Dr. Kang from Purdue came to the KIST as a postdoc working with Ik Chan Kwon. So we have been published 10 papers, 7 book chapters together. So with the title of this, we applied the GRL program last this year. And we set the KIST Purdue GRL program goal is to develop the technologies of this theragnosis. It's kind of new terminology for the medical side. And then, if possible, we like to commercialize these technologies in the near future through the network based on GRL. Actually, we went to the Purdue Research Park yesterday, and I was so surprised that you have very, very good networks between university and industries. So I thought that GRL should use the networking, if possible, to make the technology, the commercialization. Last year in Korea, the 7 GRL was selected. It's going on. And this year, 5 GRL were selected. So in different areas. In BT areas, this year, the process is like this. We first submit preliminary proposal, which is about 7 pages, very short proposal to the government. We did in March, and then the committee evaluate this preliminary proposal. And in BT area, there were 20 proposals submitted, and 4 proposals passed first round. And then the second round evaluation, we have to present in front of the committee. The KPI and FPI both should present their plans. So Jim had to come to Korea. He had to postpone his surgery on his back. He had severe back pain, but he gave a wonderful presentation. So I felt that the committee members was so surprised that his presentation, and that's why I guess we got this. Thanks, Jim. So you back is okay. So, in BT area, out of 20, the KIST Purdue proposals were selected and in May, and this program officially started from 1st of June. So, that's the process. Now, I'm going to talk about the theragnosis, what we are going to do in research. This theragnosis is the word combining the therapy and diagnosis. So the molecular imaging will focus on diagnosis, and then the nanomedicine will do the most of the therapy work. So if we make the nanoparticle, whatever, like here, and we can load imaging probes, various kinds of imaging probe here, and also we can load different types of the drugs and proteins inside here. We can deliver this particle to the cancer or whatever the body tissue. So we can do a lot of things through the theragnosis, like live cell imaging and animal imaging and drug delivery and cell therapy and early diagnostics and screening, and also targeted therapy through the theragnosis, we hope. The molecular imaging was considered one of the technology which will change the world. And then the basics of molecular imaging is like this. We can develop smart probes which enables us to image what's going on in the cells and tissues in molecular levels. So using that technique, we can do early diagnostics, high throughput screening, and even we can develop new imaging system modalities. The nanomedicine is application of nanotechnology to the human bodies. So in here, you can make nano-sized drug delivery system, molecular diagnostics, and regenerative nanomedicines like this. So this technology is selected one of the 10 emerging technologies. So both molecular imaging and nanomedicines are the key technologies for our future. So in this figure shows that in Korea, in order to apply to the government, your your area of research should fit into the directions of the government's plans. The government plan is called National Technology Roadmap. So it's called NTRM. So NTRM, you have a lot of NTRMs in various fields. So in BT area, the government set NTRM like this. You can see it's hard to see. Yeah, but it's okay, this is better. Yeah. So you see the areas of research or technology here, and you see economic impact on the y-axis, in x-axis, strategic importance. And then the molecular imaging and nanomedicine has very high, consider had very high impact, economic impact. Also, it's very important technologies. So if you use proposed work in over here, you have more, I think, better scores, I guess. So our area was right into the. So we structured our program like this. Since KIST has been working on this molecular imaging area for last more than 3 years, we're going to focus on this molecular imaging areas. You can see the five areas. And Purdue, we know that you are very good at these areas. So we combined together, and we can make a lot of new create fields for the medicine, nanomedicines. So, and we think, I don't know if this is true or not, but to my knowledge, the combining these molecular imaging and nanomedicine will be the first program in the world for now. I don't know if you know any, just let us know. And I'm going to now explain a little bit about the Korean research group. So we basically, there are six researchers in Korean group, including myself. And we have been pretty much active in molecular imaging areas. This is the journals we published, and we had a patent, and I'm not going to go over every details, and we are working on these areas. So our work's been recognized by the world, National Cancer Institute, Nanotechnology, and SSC and other journals. So our technology has been very new and innovative. And also, here is Dr. Kim sitting up there, back there. He was on national TV news. And we, in KIST, we have six scientists and four postdocs right now. And the students on this program, nine students, and the research and the staff, we have eight staffs. And also we have fairly good equipment to the research. And also we have a strong, very good collaboration with medical centers. Since we do not have any access hospitals in KIST, we collaborate with Asan Medical Center, which is the biggest and one of the best medical centers in Seoul. And Gyeongbuk Medical School in the Daegu area, Professor Insan Kim, Sangyun Kim, sitting back there. And these two Kims are very serious golf players. I think they won the game yesterday. Other than them, we lose all the games. You won the game? I think they won the game. So, and this through Assam Medical Center, we do a lot of works on. I don't quite remember. They have micro PET and a micro MRI, right? Yeah. And animal testing facilities. And Gyeongbuk Medical School, they also have micro PET and other state-of-the-art equipments for to do molecular imaging. So we have strong connection networks in Korea. Now, the status of foreign research lab, you may know all of this already, but there are Jim, Kinam, and Paul. They are so famous, actually. They are editor-in-chief in major journals already, and they have been published very nice papers, and they have patents and everything. And actually, they're leaders in worldwide in their on areas. So we are pretty much sure that they can lead us to become a world class research lab. So in this Purdue, right now there are 4 professors and 3 postdocs, 6 students, and 5 staffs are involved in this JARIA program. And probably I have to talk about Jim and Kina, and probably we want to expand a little bit for of the further collaboration. So you have biomedical engineering, nanotechnology center, Bindari Bioscience Center, and the research park, and everything. So, how many times?
You're doing fine.
Okay. So, through this program, in Korean side, we are going to develop first nanobio dot for microwave thermotherapy. This is for this work will be carried by mostly Dr. Yoon, Ik Chan Yoon. He, I think, has a poster outside over here. So basically, we like to do here is imaging, thermal imaging to diagnose the arthritis, early diagnosis of arthritis. And also, we use gold nanoparticles to treat the cancers. And second work is nanopolymeric particles using the, we want to develop smart probes for the optical imaging. We have a lot of experiences on this area. We using the ketosan-based polymeric nanoparticles, we were able to image the apoptosis process and the kinase activity also. So we right now currently conducting tumor, various types of tumor imaging on in vivo. Like this is a mouse. And we also conducting OA and RA imaging. And also it's I forgot the terminology. The blood vessel, the atherosclerosis. Yeah, I'm sorry. Imaging. And third, area is combining this the polymeric base materials with a protein. We are developing nano hybrid fusion protein for cellular imaging. That's the main areas in Korean side. This Purdue side, this is a nanofactory for nanomedicine for Jim. You are working on, and the drug carriers for nanomedicine is Kinam is on this area, and also flow cytometry in Paul, and Jixin Chang will be working on this CARS microscopy. So So this side is the Korean side. We have different the technologies in molecular imaging. And Purdue side, you have your own unique technologies here. So you can combine these technologies together. You can have a lot of combinations on to create very new areas of research. So they will be renamed like this: nanobioprobes for the molecular imaging drug delivery system, nanobio hybrid fusion protein for cytomics and medical imaging, like that. So actually, the Korean researchers and the Purdue researchers get together. We've been talked about several times before, but we need to talk more and focus on specifically what we are going to do for next years. This is a research schedule we proposed to the government and first and second year only. The first year we are going to focus on developing the probes for various imaging modalities. We propose we're going to develop about 12 probes. And then second year we are going to evaluate the probes, see if it's efficient or not. This is the rough technological roadmap, what we are going to do. For the first 3 years, we try to focus on develop the platform, very fundamental technologies for theragnosis in KIST, Korean and Purdue side each. And then next 3 years, I called innovative fusion technology for theragnosis. And last 3 years, said applied technology. That means through this platform technology, I like to have the industry anticipation, participation from the second stage of this, if possible, so we can commercialize our technology from the 2010s. So strategy, we are going to set up GRLs in KIST and in Purdue side. So we have two GRLs, and we are going to make nanobio materials bank. So we develop the probes, and we're going to put that all probes in the bank so everybody can use. And also we exchange the scientists, and we will continue this symposium, and we are going to focus on global networking. So these are our photos for the current participants, a total 27 from KIST, 18 from Purdue. And research fund budget, the GRL program is about a little bit more than $500,000 per year. So it will last 9 years officially, but we have to get very serious evaluation every 3 years, so it can be renewed. So like Director Yu said, we were able to prepare a small fund to Purdue University for the GRL program. So GRL. Once again, global research laboratory should become the global research leaders in this area. Thank you for your attention.